If you turn back to the wall of prints we were just looking at, towards the middle of the wall you will find a bright red image emblazoned with the word Numshim. Now look to its right, and you will find a portrait of a young man with a tie, titled The Pursuit of Civilization. Both of these works were created by artists who had a very personal connection to the history of these warriors. Edgar Heap of Birds, the artist who created Numshim, is the great-grandson of Chief Many Magpies Heap of Birds, a Cheyenne chief who was taken to Fort Marion and was never able to return home, as he tragically died at the fort before the prisoners were released. The word Numshim, which is repeated 3 times, is Cheyenne for grandfather, and honors the brave chief who fought for his people. The repetition of the word Numshim against the blood-red background recalls the memory of the Cheyenne chief and ensures that his life is not forgotten. Bobby Martin, who created The Pursuit of Civilization, includes as the background of his image a handwriting practice sheet from the Kiowa prisoner Koba. In addition to learning English and math, the practice of perfecting one's penmanship was something the Fort Marion prisoners were required to do as part of their education. After his time at Fort Marion, Koba was involved in the running of Indian schools that were created based on the Fort Marion model. One of Bobby Martin's relatives, pictured here, attended one of these schools in Oklahoma, and is shown in this portrait as the result of what the white settlers deemed a civilizing education.